I'm now going to ask Neil to come and to share some thoughts with us about the Zambia rainbow. So thank you, Neil.
There will be a test at the end of this, so rainbow. And be grateful because when it started, it was that thing. Companion links, they were a concept formed over 50 years ago as a means to improving friendship and finance amongst Anglican churches throughout the world. The first seeds of the Zambia link were sown when Bishop Jack Cunningham retired to Somerset after working for some time in central Zambia. The then Bishop of Bath and Wells, John Bickersteth, he was keen to build on that connection and to strengthen the mission of the diocese in Africa. So now there are about 60 parish links with Zambia, where the main emphasis has been on building relationships through prayer, correspondence, and visits. So the first slide, there are now some of us actually might not know where Zambia is. So here we go. Right in the middle there is a little pale green area. Down a bit. Right. So it's towards the southern part of Africa. For those of us of a certain age, we probably know it as part of Rhodesia. And Zambia was northern Rhodesia to those really ancient ones. It's landlocked, as you can see, and it's surrounded by the Congo in the north, Tanzania and Malawi to the east, Zimbabwe to the south, Namibia and Angola to the west. It was colonised in 1888 and gained independence in 1964. As you can see, it's approximately three times the size of the UK. And one of the world's largest copper reserves is to be found in Zambia, at its northern border with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in a region known, oddly enough, as the Copper Belt. So mining has dominated Zambia's economy since 1928, when it became the source of wealth to supply the more significant infrastructure of southern Rhodesia. In 1973, the oil crisis caused the price of copper to collapse, forcing Zambia to borrow money to finance its social provision. And 5 years later, a second oil crisis forced up interest rates, which plunged the country into a debt crisis, leading it to become one of the poorest countries in the world. In recent years, crippling national power shortages severely hampered production, whilst ownership of the mines has passed to the Chinese corporations, bringing little benefit to the indigenous people. The resulting poverty brought about by this economic collapse has caused 64% of the recorded population to survive on less than $2 a day. 3/4 of the poor live in rural areas where they're seeking self-sustainability, that was difficult, to the detriment of many of the townships. Life expectancy is difficult to accurately assess some of the population who are not accounted for. They're calling them unrevealed country folk. But average life expectancy is expected to be no more than 63 years. And possibly as low as 52 years. HIV is rife, known cases representing 14% of the population. But with access to health and services being so poor, it's anticipated actually to be far higher than this. 40% of the known population are said to have no access to clean drinking water. Frequent droughts and floods cause crops to fail and exacerbate the worries of self-sustainability for the citizens. Zambia is predominantly a Christian country, where 68% identify as Protestants, and the Protestant faiths, and mainly Pentecostal, Charismatic, and the Nonconformist United Church of Zambia. Roman Catholics represent about 21% of the population, but Anglicans only 2%. Our Diocese of Bath and Wells has enjoyed a companion link with the Anglican Church in Zambia since 1978, and churches within the diocese have been encouraged to establish their own links with the diocese in Zambia. Through the link, exchange visits, parish links, and personal contacts have strengthened the chain of prayer and fellowship. There are 5 Anglican dioceses in Zambia. St. Martin's is linked to the central diocese in Ndola, which includes the Copperbelt area. Ndola sits almost to the centre of Zambia and has its own cathedral, which is pictured on the slide. Our original connection with our link partner was established by Joan Beely, a former lay reader of this parish who some of you may remember. Joan formed a close relationship with the Mothers Union of African Martyrs Church in Ndola and contributed much to much correspondence being exchanged. Occasionally, handmade artifacts will be sent to World to be sold, and the monies raised sent back to the Mothers Union to help support their members. In 2009-10, St. Martin's responded to an appeal from the Bishop of Ndola to finance the building of a new church in an outlying area of the city, known as Ndehi. The folk at St. Martin's and local schools came together to raise money to build a new church, improving facilities for the congregation. As you can see from the slide, the top picture is the one that they used to worship in, and you can understand why we were asked to help them with a new church. So having built the church...
Sorry, it's on automatic, I don't know why.
Having built the church, the local congregation came together using their various skills to make seats and tables for the furnishing of it.
Dear friend.
Through the mission team at the diocese, Christian charity Hands of Compassion contacted us in 2010, asking for assistance with their appeal to finance the provision of a broadband facility for the diocesan office.
Dear friend.
I was doing it in stereo. asking for assistance with their appeal to finance the provision of a broadband connection for the diocesan office in Ndola. This was successfully completed in 2011 and has enabled us to be better aware of events that are happening in the diocese. We have enjoyed an ongoing and fruitful relationship with Hands of Compassion, but this is material work of relief and mission, which is outside, although often complementary to, the Zambian link that we've established. And the aims to increase compassion and friendship between Christians remain part of our Zambia link concern. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you so much for those words. It's something that I know you feel very passionate about, and that you're going to be leading us, hopefully, throughout the year with some new projects that might be coming back from the diocese. Yeah, and we hope to hear back from the diocese, certainly in the autumn.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, a few more pages.
And you have a few more pages.
I'll get my colleague to come
back. Yeah. And now we will listen to the bishop who's been calling me his friend.
So, dear friends, partners in the Lord's way. We, the Anglican family in Zambia, send our greetings to you, our brothers and sisters of the Diocese of Bath and Wells. You are always in our prayers, more especially at this time as we prepare for the celebration of Zambia Sunday on 25th July 2019. 2022. We are looking forward to fellowshipping with you on this special day, a day which is a reminder of our walk together in God's mission. From time immemorial, we have been reminded of the importance of companionship. At creation, God observed that it is not good for man to be alone. The preacher in Ecclesiastes also reminds us that two are better than one, because they have good retain for their labor, and that if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? It is our prayer that we will continue to encourage one another and build each other up. We remain yours in Christ as we bid you farewell. Bishop Derek Kampamba, Central Zambia.
So as we